Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
That's to my good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 14th of June, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes, the latest news on the island. Background to that news and sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person this evening. What's happening to Peel's former Corran Memorial Home? £4 million extra for child mental health services. Douglas Council are looking at electrifying the crematorium. Financial crime investigators and family police intelligence. And the 2025 TT race schedule has been announced.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First to my Christian Jones.
First to my, the Public Services Commission says there must be pay restraint following its series of below-inflation pay offers to government workers. Unions have described the 2% increases as unacceptable, but the PSC believes there are indications that public sector pay is now outstripping the private sector. It's hoped there'll be an enormous improvement in wait times for child mental health services within 12 months, thanks to a £4 million cash boost. Around 1,200 young people are currently awaiting to be seen by the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service. And no changes are being made to next year's Isle of Man TT races schedule, as a provisional timetable has been released. The racing fortnight takes place from the 26th of May till the 7th of June, with the 10-race programme seen over the past 2 years remaining in place. In international news, Nigel Farage has declared his party the opposition to Labour, while Rishi Sunak says he's still fighting hard for every vote. A single poll's output Reform UK ahead of the Conservatives for the first time, with under 3 weeks to the election. Kyiv's foreign ministry has described a plan put forward by President Putin to end the war as absurd. It would involve all Ukrainian troops moving out of the four regions annexed by Moscow in 2022. And a 200,000-strong Tartan armies in Munich has Scotland prepared to face host Germany in the Euro 2024 opener tonight. Steve Clark's men are aiming to become the first Scottish team to make it out of the group stages of a major tournament. Those are the update news headlines next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Christian from the Ronalds Way Met Office. There's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea slight or moderate. And this evening, dry and clear on the Isle of Man. A light to moderate wind coming in from the southwest. It'll be dry overnight. Minimum temperature 9, but Saturday will dawn showery. Yeah, that'll start clearing to sunny intervals on a moderate west-southwesterly. Daylight maximums 15 degrees and down to 9 through the night into Jaduni. Dry start to Sunday, then showers on a fresh to strong southwesterly during the afternoon and evening up to 16 degrees. Tight on the way back in. High waters 28 minutes past 6. Sunset 7 minutes to 10. Low water overnight 23 minutes after midnight. Sunrise at 16 minutes to 5 in the morning, high tide at 6:30. There is a delay of 1 hour on tonight's Manxman departure to Heysham.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674-573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate.
MHK say they're frustrated over the lack of progress at the former Corran Memorial Home in Peel after it was forced to close due to being financially unviable. Peel and Glen Faber's Kate Lord Brennan says she's attempted to contact the site's owners numerous times.
It became really clear that there wasn't the will to continue running the home from the management side of things, and there were other financial things in the background. So in terms of where residential care in the future for Peel might be, I think there's other opportunities for that, and I am exploring those. But obviously people are really concerned about what the future of the Corran home site is. Just to make it absolutely clear, the site and the charity is not under the sort of the control or influence of government or indeed MHKs. Now, I have asked the directors that are responsible for that charity and, you know, look after that property and land and make decisions as to what their plans and intentions are for that land and site, and indeed any funding should that arise from a sale. Now, I haven't had any response when I have asked this in various ways. They do still own the site. Definitely, you know, people in Peel want something to be done with it. I know of other people who have contacted and said, actually, it would be brilliant to, and contacted the trustees, the directors, if you like, the Corrin home directly to say, it'd be brilliant to have even a community centre, something like that. They got no response. So my message to constituents is, I'm also interested and concerned. I'll be watching what happens next. I've made contact on multiple times. I think it's completely appropriate if other people who have that concern also make contact with the Corrin home. I am frustrated. I think it, you know, it's sat there, it's not doing anything. And to put it mildly, I've really not had a positive response. I want to see something done with that site.
It's hoped there'll be an enormous improvement in wait times for child mental health services within 12 months, thanks to a £4 million cash boost. About 1,200 young people are currently waiting to be seen by the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service, CAMHS. Ross Bailey is head of Integrated Mental Health Services at Manx Care.
It's tremendously exciting to get the funding that we so desperately need, yeah, so we can really transform CAMHS and our services for children and young people. And the focus is twofold, really. It's so we can address the current waiting lists, which is significant, but also transform the way we deliver services with a much more of a focus on intervening earlier. So we know that mental health conditions are no different to physical health conditions. The earlier you do something about it, the better the prognosis, the better the outcomes. So that's really our focus in terms of this transformative approach. It's intervening earlier. And one of the ways we're going to do that is embedding professionals in school settings, which we're working closely with our colleagues in education to build, and something we're really excited about.
Is £4 million actually going to be enough to try and address some of these issues?
I think it's an incredible start, and it's an enormous opportunity, and it's one huge leap having the money secured, which is wonderful. The real work starts now in sort of radically changing how we deliver services. The first thing we need to do is pull some additional staffing in on a temporary basis to focus on those waiting lists, to get those waiting times down to the 18-week target that we want. But that's not enough. What we really need to do is shift our focus onto intervening earlier. All the research indicates that 50% of mental health problems are established by the age of 14 and 75% by the age of 24. So we know the more we invest in children and young persons' mental health, the better the outcomes throughout their adult lives. We're in the process of actively recruiting now, so I suspect we're not going to get six professionals landing on our doorstep within the initial recruitment phase. I suspect we're going to be drip-feeding that in. But I'm expecting to see an enormous difference in the next 12 months in terms of that waiting list, in both the volume of people waiting and the time they are waiting.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
The provisional schedule for the 2025 Isle of Man TT races has been announced. Here with all the details, Manx Radio sports editor Rob Pritchard.
Next year's racing fortnight is planned to take place on Ireland from Monday the 26th of May to Saturday the 7th of June, with a 10-race programme as seen over the last 2 years. That first Monday, which is a UK bank holiday, will involve a free practice in the morning and the first qualifying session in the afternoon. After that, there will be evening qualifying sessions on Tuesday the 27th of May, Wednesday the 28th of May and Thursday the 29th of May, before the final qualifying on Friday the 30th of May, which will take place in the afternoon. Saturday the 31st of May will be the first race day, with the opening Supersport and Sidecar races, with the Superbike race taking place the day after on Sunday the 1st of June. Monday the 2nd of June will be a rest day for competitors, with racing then resuming on Tuesday the 3rd of June with the first Super Stock and Super Twin contests. The second Supersport and Sidecar events will then be held the day after, before a further rest day on Thursday the 5th of June. Meanwhile, Friday the 6th of June, which will be an Isle of Man bank holiday, will involve the second Super Stock and Super Twin races, before the event concludes with the coveted Senior TT race on Saturday the 7th of June. Exact timings for all the sessions are yet to be confirmed, and the schedule is subject to road closure approval by the Department of Infrastructure.
Douglas Council's been looking into how to make the crematorium more environmentally friendly. Our local Democracy reporter has the details. You may find some of them upsetting.
At Douglas Council's meeting this week, councillors discussed a report about using green energy to power the crematorium. It's currently using gas, which Chair of the Regeneration and Community Committee Andrew Bentley said produces a lot of emissions, roughly 630,000 kilowatt hours every year. The report says a body has average carbon dioxide emissions of 12.62 kilograms, and coffins produce about 2 kilos more. Research undertaken by council officers suggests burial was the most low carbon and effective way of dealing with human remains. Other means were included in the report, but were discounted because it was suggested there wouldn't be a cultural acceptance. Electric cremations were found to be the most effective at reducing carbon emissions in the report, if the electricity used was sustainably generated. However, an electric cremator is larger than the three gas cremators the council already has, and these would have to be removed to make room. The report says that sourcing 100% green energy is not feasible currently, and there's no firm timetable from Manx Utilities for its availability. Councillor Bentley said during the meeting that if the wind turbines were installed, then the council would be added onto a long list of businesses to access it. He also said that until the local authority knows it can get hold of the quantity of electricity needed from a sustainable source, now is not the time to go further. The council agreed to consult with experts about decreasing nitrogen oxide from the crematorium, as well as the potential for installing an electric cremator.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Pastor May, 19 minutes now before 6, a financial crime investigator on the Isle of Man will be sentenced in August after admitting sending police intelligence to her family members over WhatsApp. Here's Tessa Hawley.
Sharon Judith Gardner of Queen's Terrace in Douglas pleaded guilty to unlawfully obtaining personal data during an appearance at Douglas Courthouse yesterday. The 55-year-old, who's employed in the civilian role by the Isle of Man Constabulary, had sent an image over the messaging platform on or about the 10th of May last year. The court heard police had seized a mobile phone as part of an unrelated matter. When they extracted the data on it, they found a conversation between a group of people, including Gardner. She'd sent an image showing her computer screen at work, which was displaying intelligence reports from the Constabulary's Connect database. Personal data was clearly visible. The subsequent message thread saw Gardner state her home address would be on there next, acknowledging she knew she could get into trouble for sending it, and discussion about a Class C drug. The prosecutor told the court the intelligence reports pictured were of a sensitive and restricted nature, and Gardner was not allowed to disclose the information. Gardner's advocate described the incident as a slip, saying the group chat was casual banter, but admitting this was an unfortunate episode. He said the chat had been between his client, her husband, who's a retired police officer, and their two children, adding it was self-contained and nothing came of this. A social inquiry report has been requested before sentencing. Gardner will be sentenced on the 15th of August. Bailing her until that date, magistrates told her this is a serious matter before the court. Manx Radio has invited the constabulary to respond and to confirm her current employment status. It has declined at this stage.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, in corporate news, supermarket chain Tesco jumped as it reported 3.4% jump in group first quarter sales, driven by strong volume growth across the UK, Republic of Ireland and Central Europe, supported by easing inflation. Retail sales on a like-for-like basis for 13 weeks to May the 25th came in at £15.3 billion. As the company said, UK market share had increased 52 basis points to 27.6% against its main competitors. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. Ever found a fiver in an old pair of jeans? Well, the World Bank apparently has found $7 trillion, £5.5 trillion in additional global GDP, reports The Economist. The World Bank's external affairs officer, Jose Carlos Ferreira, says that the money that's been found is the size of the GDP of Mexico and France. Apparently, the International Comparison Program compared the prices of everyday items across 176 countries. Usually, when comparing economies, analysts convert local prices into dollars using exchange rates, but the World Bank used a different method called purchasing power parity, meaning they directly compared the same items' prices in different countries without using exchange rates, and they found that on average, prices were about 4% cheaper than previously estimated. The differential amounted to £5.5 trillion.
The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks down on the afternoon trade. Wall Street stocks were in the red early. Brent oil future prices ticked higher and gold rose. The numbers reported by Ramsey Crookall at the close in London, the FTSE 100 down 0.1%, 8,154. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.4% at the close, 18,205. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.5% at 38,462. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down just over 0.1% at 17,643 in New York. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 is down 0.3% at 5,415. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 26.8 cents, €1 18.5 cents, and 23 South African rand 34.4 cents. In commodities, gold's up just over 1 percentage point at $2,327 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up almost 0.5% at $82.48.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crook all later?
No, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
You probably noticed the first 2 weeks of June have been 2 degrees colder than average for the time of year. The full story with Amy Griffiths.
The Met Office says the average maximum temperature has been just 14.2 degrees since the 4th of June. On rainy days, though, of which it feels like there's been many, temperatures struggle to reach 12 degrees, which is 4 degrees below the average, which the Met Office says is in the cool category. What's not helped, though, is that particularly over the last week, the wind's been coming from Iceland, making it feel even colder, especially with the wind speed being slightly up. So what's the forecast for the rest of June? According to the Met Office, average at best. There are no signs of any hot weather for the remainder of the month. There will be some showers over the next few days, but also sunshine in between, which will hopefully feel much warmer, given the strength of the sun at this time of year. Looking ahead to the start of next week, it should be a bit drier with temperatures back up to the annual average of 16. But at least for the next few days, you might want to keep the heating on.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster My, Rob Pritchard.
Faster My, good evening. Starting with motorsport, and Wiz Norton Racing has confirmed its lineup for this year's Manx Grand Prix. The team has announced Sean Anderson and James Hind will compete for them as they plan to field two machines in the 2024 Classic Superbike race. Furthermore, their testing earlier this year went really well, and they'll be working between now and the meeting in August on the bikes to help showcase the undoubted talent of both these riders. Separately, Anderson and Hind were both involved in this year's Alaman TT races in late May and last week. Anderson managed a best finish of 8th in the senior race on the Team Classic Suzuki. Meanwhile, Hind impressed during the Supersport TT Race 1 on the Northlings component Suzuki to finish 5th. Also in motorsport, local rider Joe Yeardsley is facing a race to be fit for this year's Southern 100 road races next month. The Ireland competitor, who made his TT debut in the last 2 weeks, has confirmed he'll not be part of this weekend's Barry Sheen Classic at Oliver's Mount in Scarborough. He says this is due to issues with an injury to his hand, which he suffered during his last visit to Oliver's Mount in April. On social media, Yeardsley adds he's hopeful the brief time off will allow him to be in the best shape possible for returning to the Balaun course, with the 2024 Southern 100 due to be held from the 8th to the 11th of July. And finally, in cycling, it was another tough day for Mark Cavendish and Astana Kazakhstan during Stage 6 of this year's Tour de Suisse this afternoon. The squad could only manage a best finish of 26th through Martin Lopez on the route from Ulriken to Blaton Bilal, just over 2 minutes behind stage winner UAE Team Emirates João Almeida. Cavendish himself finished further back with the peloton, just under 9 minutes behind. Elsewhere, the wait goes on for Sam Brand and Team Novo Nordisk to get points on the board at this year's Belgium Tour. The squad were unable to get any riders into the top 10 today. Stage 4 takes place tomorrow.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way. The next is the 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh. That's on time. The 7:40 EasyJet from Gatwick. The 5:08 Loganair from Liverpool, returning patient transfer. And the 10:09 Loganair from London City. They're all showing on time. Outbound from the airport. Next, it's the 6 o'clock outbound Loganair patient transfer. That's showing on time. Then also 6 o'clock EasyJet to Liverpool, the 5:08 Logan Air to Edinburgh, and the 10 past 8 EasyJet return to London Gatwick all on time. Temporary lights at Sulby Bridge for cable laying and face closures on the Ballochkill Ferrick Road in Colby for water main work. Water main work too at Starvey Road, some face closures there. Temporary lights at the bottom of the Ballymoda near Silverdale for resurfacing. In Douglas, temporary lights on Alexander Drive at the Devonshire Road Alderney Road Junction for gas main work, and close by, closures in phases at Devonshire Road and Devonshire Crescent too. Hillside Avenue, Douglas, closed through to Circular Road for window replacement. Switzerland Road is closed, or part of it anyway, till November for construction work. Temporary lights on Vicarage Road, Farm Hill at the Stevenson Way roundabout for water main replacement. Temporary closures on the Strang Road in Union Mills for tree felling. And temporary lights on Andrus Road, just north of the Bride Road, Ramsey, for mains connection. In Lexi, temporary lights on the Ramsey Road at the Minorca Hill Junction for three separate phases of drainage insulation.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside!
This Sunday, the Isle of Man marks Armed Forces Day. This year's celebrations take place at the Villa Marina Gardens in Douglas between 1 and 5pm. Chair of the Organising Committee, Colin Kelsey.
It's a celebration of the Armed Forces of the United Kingdom, both serving and veterans. And it's for the public and anybody else who's interested, which could be veterans and their families, to come along and jointly celebrate what the armed forces are all about. We do that by encouraging families particularly to come. They do this in the UK too, and we are featuring a fun fair. We're featuring charity stalls from the military charities such as Heroes on the Water, Royal Air Forces Association, British Legion, Soldiers, Sailors and Air Forces Association and others. Plus we have food concessions, and we have two representations from the Royal Air Force and the 75 engineers, and they're here to, in the former case, provide a recruiting stall for anybody who's interested in the Royal Air Force, and the army are there to provide, again, recruiting, but also they've got an airsoft range, which is a pellet, compressed air gun firing pellets, which is always popular. They were here last year with that, and they've been to the Royal Show and the Southern Show with similar. Well, if you've no interest in the forces, then it's still a fun day. As I mentioned earlier, there's a fun fair comprising four or five rides. There's food concessions. There'll be general hubbub. There'll also be, for those that like the Royal Air Force and Hawk aircraft, there'll be a flypast from Hawk aircraft, two of them from RF Valley. That'll be at 3 o'clock. And hopefully they'll make a couple of passes. And then, if we're lucky, they might get the chance to come back at 3:30. But that's to be confirmed.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
A quick word about that late departure from Manxman tonight. Manxman's on the way from Heysham. She won't be in till about 7:15 this evening. So departing at the 17:45, Manxman to Heysham won't be leaving until 8:45. So they'll be getting in gone midnight tonight. The overnight departure back, hoping 2:15, back to Douglas. And the morning departure, 7:15, Mananan heads to Liverpool, 8:45, Manxman to Heysham. The Public Health Department says an increase in illness following major events like the TT is to be expected. Comes after Manx residents reported a rise in COVID transmission on the Isle of Man following the busy racing fortnight. That story with Sian Cowper.
The UK Health Security Agency recently confirms a new variant of COVID-19 is in circulation there, but Public Health isn't testing for variants in the Isle of Man, so is unable to confirm whether COVID cases here are from the group of variants known as FLIRT. COVID remains a notifiable disease in the Isle of Man, so any positive cases detected in the hospital or healthcare settings are reported to Public Health. As of April 2024, UK data showed an increasing number of infections of FLIRT variants, with the UK HSA stating it was continuing to monitor data in the UK and internationally. A rise in infections after lots of visitors were on island with large numbers of people socialising in groups is to be expected, according to Public Health. The authority says anyone who does feel unwell should stay away from others, particularly those who are considered medically vulnerable. Members of the public are urged to take measures to prevent the spread of illness, including washing your hands regularly and covering your mouth when you cough or sneeze.
If you want to stay in touch with your MHK, there are some political surgeries tomorrow for Arbury Castle, Town and Maloo, Glenfarne and Peel, for Douglas North, and at least one of the Onken MHKs will be in session at a political surgery. If you want more details, go to manxradio.com and select the What's On facility. Braddon commissioners held their monthly public meeting yesterday afternoon with the main topic of conversation, the Roundhouse. Our local democracy reporter Emma Draper was there.
The Roundhouse has been subject to various issues, including the access problems to its cost to Braddon ratepayers. However, at the local authorities board meeting yesterday afternoon, it's confirmed that all tenants, bar the pharmacy, will have signed a lease agreement by the summer. Little Cherub's Nursery has opened on the site following problems it had earlier in the year, which the board said have been resolved. The cafe is also now open and is being run by in-house staff who have barista training. It comes after the prospective business due to operate it declined the space. But centre manager Cassie McAllister said there were a few problems, including the competing costs of the NSC with the sports hall facilities. It was agreed by the board to offer a half-hour sports session off-peak and reduce some of the prices to encourage people to use it during the daytimes. Also on the agenda was the fixing of leaky windows in some properties in Mullindowie. The commissioners believe a cavity weep, which keeps moisture out, has been letting it in, and the clerk confirmed the contractors have resolved the issue. And grass at the play area on Clybane Rise in Farm Hill is being cut this week after a post on social media. The commissioners said maintenance has been affected by staff sickness, but other play areas and green spaces will be back to a cutting schedule.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Mains Radio's news department. Thanks newsreader Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, it's Friday Sport with Rob Pritchard. 6.30, Mike Reynolds here with the greatest hits and some jazz with Howie Kane at 9. An update returns on Monday. Have a good weekend.
W-I-N.